BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm James, I'm 23, and I'm from Doncaster. You might not know this, but I've been on Scott's favourite karaoke dating show, Sing Day. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mail!
Hi everybody, here is your free download for Friday the 7th of September. This show is lols, so there's a warning, you will laugh. If you don't email me. Today, Becky tells us how to find love in time for the weekend.
I do.
Chris, who never watches films, does our new film review section.
I do.
And also, we're back on Stupid Street, and more Scott Mills points to be won in Real or No Real. Enjoy! I tried to find some love-type music for these misconnections, and all I can find is this. At which point, the one that didn't speak was like, well, that's quite sexy. I'm not being funny. Do you really have a lie down with your wife with this on?
Lucky lady.
Seductive, eh? So, are you looking for love? Someone may have spotted you and wants to get with you. So, chance to get a boy or girlfriend, whatever floats your boat, whatever you do behind closed doors. Absolutely fine with me. In time for the weekend, it's misconnections. So, Becky, you found these?
Yes.
What have you got for me? Let's have a listen.
You asked me what was so funny at the park. Woman seeking man.
So this is a lady looking for a man spotted in the park. Does this sound like it could be you?
I was sitting in the park as you were playing with your dog nearby. I started laughing and you came by and asked me what was so funny. I said, nothing, just thought of something funny. You said goodbye and went on your way.
Well, that sounds like a great first exchange, doesn't it?
What's funny? Nothing. I just thought of something funny.
They are MFEO, aren't they? Made for each other.
Truth be told, the reason why I was laughing so hard is that I'd had to pee really bad. So I'd pull my shorts to the side and peed while sitting there. When you started to walk towards me, I was peeing really fast and started laughing nervously at the thought of being caught. Thankfully, I just finished before you got close. Would like to see you again.
Brilliant.
I think she should have just left it at the first bit.
Yeah.
There was no need for that extra information.
I think just a bit too much information there for a first
That's
meet.
The sort of thing that if they got together, she should tell him, like, after about 10 years.
Yeah.
Not
if he'd want to see them again.
I don't think he's going to come back, do you?
Anyway, was that you in the park? Would you like to see them again? They were just having a big wee. Get in touch.
I like that she was laughing throughout.
I know.
The thought of that I find kind of...
Shorts pulled to the side. Oh. It's the detail. Next.
You were serving me McDonald's today at around 4:15 at Victoria Station, I think.
Oh, so do you work at Victoria Station McDonald's? This could be you.
I had a plain quarter pounder meal. I flirt with a lot of people naturally, but you were just so pretty. You kept apologising for the wait when it wasn't your fault. You kept smiling at me as you did so. I said, have a nice day to you, and you beamed and told me to have one too. If on the off chance you see this, do you want to get a drink sometime? To prove it was you, what colour hoodie was I wearing?
What?
I'm not being funny. Isn't,
how would you remember that?
Isn't that part of her job as well? To say, like, I think he thinks that she's interested because she told him to have a nice day, but I thought that's what they do in, like...
They do, and it's on the back of the, you know, the serving hatch bit, because I actually have served in McDonald's before.
What? Why? Was that an old job?
No.
You didn't get really drunk and go, let me have a go!
No.
I want to go, I'm Scott Mills!
Neither of them.
Let me have a quick go in the hatch! Then you just stick your head out of the drive-thru.
Kind of thing I would do, but no. It was a charity thing where I got to serve at McDonald's for like an hour, and it tells you to...
How much did you bid for that? How much did you bid?
Why would you do that?
It was for a charity. I hadn't bid. It wasn't my prize.
She worked for an hour
as
your prize.
Yeah. And it wasn't a prize. But it says, tell the people to have a nice day. It's one of the instructions that they give you. A little bit insider knowledge there. So let's not think she was being nice to you.
But why did the girl need to apologise about her weight?
Sorry, I'm really fat. It's because I work here. No. Weight as in, like, how long the food was?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't, sorry, I got
it wasn't your fault.
I misheard that. I was...
Next.
Wednesday night, Hertfordshire.
Oh, were you in Hertfordshire on Wednesday night? This could be you. You've been spotted.
Hello. You sat with your friends. One of them is having an affair with a local tradesman, and she left early. You stayed with your other friend, and I noticed you glancing in my direction occasionally. Our eyes locked for a few seconds. It seemed like hours, and it stayed with me. If you know where we were, and what I was wearing, even the time of night you left, drop me a line. I would love to meet somewhere neutral.
All these people want to know...
neutral.
Neutral.
This is like West Side Story or something.
All just these people really beige.
Yeah. All these people want to know what they were wearing. I never remember what people are wearing, do you?
No.
Never. Like tonight, I wouldn't be able to tell you what you're wearing today, what you were wearing today.
Well, that's good. It's like sometimes Chris... I notice when Chris wears the same thing 2 days in a row.
Do you? Oh, yeah. I always wondered if you guys pick up on that.
Do you?
No, I do, yeah.
Because I've seen you wear that top a few times.
This top? Yeah, but I wasn't wearing it yesterday.
Yeah, no. She's talking about consecutive days, Chris.
Yeah. So, like, when you go in and then don't go home and come in the
same...
Well,
no, it's, I go home, I just might...
Do you, though?
Yeah, I might just fancy wearing the same top.
Do you, though?
Especially when it's a new top.
Look at me. Do you, though?
Before it goes in the wash the first time and then it's all... I notice after a while, stuff gets ruined, doesn't it, if it goes through the wash a few times? So when it's new, you might as well wear it a lot.
Are you advocating not washing clothes at all?
I'm just saying it's definitely that I don't stay out.
I'm going to ask the man in the hostel, he'll know.
He will know. You've got your own room there now, next door. And next...
You licked my fingers.
Okay.
You'd remember this if this was you.
I would remember that.
I spotted you on a crowded train. You had friendly eyes and a blue bandana around your neck. When a seat cleared, I sat next to you. I tried to avoid looking at you, knowing I would blush and smile too much. I held my book firmly, determined to stay cool when you reached out and began licking my fingers.
What?
I would never lick someone's fingers on the train, would you?
I wouldn't, know.
Not a random... I would find... I couldn't lick your fingers. Could you lick mine?
Go on, have a little
no,
lick.
No, I think it's gross.
Oh, I dare you both.
No, I'm
one,
not.
No, just one of you the other way.
No, because they always taste really salty, don't they?
Go on.
Not yours specifically.
Lick Scott's finger or Scott, you lick... One of you's got to do this.
Why are my fingers salty?
No, but they always, like...
What are you
even
saying?
If you lick your own fingers, it's not nice.
It's fine. I just licked it.
Becky, what's wrong with licking your own finger? It is a bit salty, actually.
What's wrong with that?
Doing like a webcam.
Look, I'm looking at more.
Can't
you can't look at me.
I've drawn my imaginary curtain.
We can't.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No, you hate that, don't you? We found something else that she doesn't like.
It was disgusting and adorable.
Oh.
I began making kissy noises and fawning over you, scratching your ears, patting your head. You got off before I could ask for your name.
I'm not surprised.
Why were they patting their head as well as licking
the finger?
Each other. They are. They're a bad influence on each other. Don't
maybe.
Ever get together.
Maybe made for each other, though. Stop licking...
I keep doing it to her whenever she looks at me. Becky...
You two are both just sat there licking your fingers. Weird. At least get some chicken so it looks a bit more natural.
Lick your one.
No, I can't. I'm
lick
not
your
even
going
to lick my own.
Don't be a prude.
And that was Misconnections. If any of those were you, sounded like they could be you, then get in touch with us and we'll put you in touch with the other person.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Very excited about speaking to today's show introducer.
You might not know this, but I've been on Scott's favourite karaoke dating show, Sing Date.
Hi, James.
Hello.
You have been on my favourite TV show, Sing Date.
Sadly, yes.
What do you mean? It's brilliant.
It might be for everyone else, but to watch yourself on it is just awful.
Why did you do it?
Because...
To find love, duh.
Oh, yeah.
Well...
Through karaoke, yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously, because karaoke is the best way to find love, isn't it?
As we discussed a couple of days ago.
Exactly.
If you've not seen the show, Sing Date is on Sky Living. It's people singing to each other on webcams, and the one they like the look of and the one they like the sound of, the girl picks, and then they go on a date and they sing a song in the Sing Date studio.
You make it sound a lot more glamorous than it is.
And then they cop off with each other and live happily ever after.
Not quite with mine.
Right, so tell me what happened on your episode, please.
Well, basically, she picked the three, and it was me, an Elvis impersonator, and then this other guy.
So all three of you sang a song on webcam with the girl?
Yeah.
What song did you do in your duet?
Broken Strings by James Morrison. Nellie Furtado.
Did the Elvis impersonator do Elvis? Is that an obvious question, or...?
Yeah. He was really good, though, as an Elvis impersonator.
So, there's three of you to choose from.
Yeah.
You've all sung duets with the girl on the webcam, and now she has to choose one of you to go on a date with.
Yeah, and then she picks James.
Which is you!
Yay!
So, you get to come to London, and you get to come to the Sing Date studio.
Yeah. Which was great.
Yeah.
Got free Nando's.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So what happens when you arrive in the studio? Do you meet the girl before, or is it the first time you meet is when you sing the song?
Yeah, first time you meet is when I sing the song.
So you get to the studio, you both walk in, and what happens?
Well, she can't get on a stool for starters.
Why?
Which was a bit awkward. I don't know. I felt like I should help her, but I thought it would be very funny, so I didn't.
Is it a bit like trying to get on a Lilo?
Yeah, exactly that.
They're quite high, the stools.
Yeah, a bit, yeah. So that was the first thing I saw of her, struggling to get on a stool.
It's not a ladder.
It is quite high. When you watch it, you'll see what I mean.
At this point, did you fancy her then? I don't understand. Was your aim to get off with her?
Not really, no.
Do you have one of those things where it's like, if she can't get on a stool, that's it?
Yeah, that's what I look for in a woman. Good stool abilities.
That's kind of weird.
That
sounds a bit bad.
And then the music starts. What song is it?
It's Westlife and Diana Ross, When You Tell Me That You Love Me.
Awesome. What a song.
I don't know this one.
Yeah, it's good. It's a bit forward for a first date song, isn't it? Especially when you've never met them before and then you have to sing them to them on TV.
Yeah.
I don't think it's advisable to tell someone you love them on a first date.
Especially if you don't fancy them. She's fallen off a stool. And
so the music starts.
Yeah.
You're looking into each other's eyes.
Yeah.
And you sing the song.
But it was weird because on one of the takes, she started singing in a Donald Duck voice.
What?
I know. And I was just like, wow. Probably best not to do that.
Did she mean to do it, or did it just come out?
No, she meant to do it, and then she told me afterwards that she could do the whole, like, of happy birthday to you in a Donald Duck voice. And
see,
I was just like, yeah, cool.
She's the perfect woman, then. She's like, what do boys love? I know, they love girls doing a Donald Duck voice.
Yep. And stool abilities.
So, the song finishes.
Yeah.
I love the bit at the end of the show where it's like, we've sung one song which lasted 3 minutes in duration. Are we in love yet? Will we see each other again? What happened on your one?
Mine was a bit different to all the others because she asked me to go out for a drink with her afterwards and I kind of said no.
Oh! I've never seen that happen before.
I know. I've got loads of things on Twitter just saying, like, ooh. So, and then, like, her whole look changed and it just looked like she wanted to kill me.
Do you regret going on Sing Date?
Yes and no. It was a bit awkward and a bit cringy for me. But like, there was two positives, like that, like more people could hear my music and stuff, and also I got free Nando's.
There is that.
So, yeah.
I do have to warn you, James, that on channels such as Sky Living, they do have a tendency to repeat episodes of things a large amount
for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Would you go on another dating show?
No, I hate dating shows.
What are you doing?
You basically just used it as a budget X factor, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's really good to speak to you, James. Thank you very much for introducing the show today.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is
Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our daily guessing game, Oh, What's Occurring? Two rounds. We'll get to the facts in a minute. I like the facts game. Real or No Real is coming up. But first, we're back onto Stupid Street. I've missed these guys. Now, do you remember the Olympics opening ceremony? and that big house lifted up, and underneath it there was a man on a computer, and everyone was like, who is that? And then it said on the screen, Tim Berners-Lee, inventor of the internet. What a lad.
I thought this was a joke. I didn't realise, or never really quite thought, that someone must have invented the... You know, obviously someone has, but I didn't realise it was him.
Do you think he's rich?
Did you think it was always just there?
No, I just... I know someone or some people must have done it. I just didn't realise he was
the man. I just never thought about it.
I don't think he's rich. Didn't he invent it, like, for the people? He never got any money from it. I'm sure he gets paid to do, like, public speaking and stuff, but I don't think he actually sold the internet to anybody.
Oh, right.
Imagine his business card, though. Yeah. Inventor of the internet.
I know. But a lot of people never knew that before. But do people still remember he invented the internet? It was a few weeks ago now, that opening ceremony. So we went to Stupid Street and we asked 8 people who invented the internet.
Oh my God.
So, out of 8, how many will say Tim Berners-Lee? Will Tim Berners-Lee get the recognition he deserves or not?
I'm trying to think also who else they think might have invented it. I think Lord Sugar might be one of them.
Yeah. Bill Gates.
Trump.
Yeah.
That'd be your answer anyway.
Okay, so out of 8, I'm going to say 2.
2 people would remember Tim Berners-Lee off of the internet.
I think the Olympic opening ceremony was a good PR thing for him. I'm going to say 4.
You think he should be out playing student gigs?
Yeah, well, if he needs an agent, I've said, like, I reckon I could get him some student gigs.
He can't DJ. Kind of... What's he going to do, just sit there on a computer?
The inventor of the internet. Imagine that on a poster.
Yeah, but what, when he gets there, what's he going to do?
Pre-mix CD or something, I don't know.
Just stand there.
All he needs to do is wave. It'll be like Joey Essex.
Yeah, same. Just stand there. All right, hello. That's it.
Yeah.
The end. So, you're saying how many people?
I'm going to go 4.
4. Becky says 2. We're about to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
But not yet, because I can't play it.
We've got a slow connection. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, cheers, Tim, for that. So, coming up on Radio 1 at 4 this afternoon, it's Greg James. It's working now. Okay, good. So, Becky says 2, Chris said 4 people will still remember who Tim Berners-Lee is. Let's go on to Stupid Street and find out.
Can you tell me who invented the internet?
No.
Do you want to take a guess?
No.
Hi, can you tell me who invented the internet?
George...
Has he got a surname or...?
George Davis, wasn't it? I don't know if the name rings a bell.
And which nationality do you think he is?
American.
And have you heard of someone called Tim Berners-Lee?
No, I haven't.
Did you watch the Olympic opening ceremony?
Yeah.
And what did you think of that?
It was quite good.
Can you tell me who invented the internet?
Max something, I don't know.
Hi, I'd like to know who invented the internet.
Some guy in Sweden, wasn't it? I can't remember. It wasn't Bill Gates, I know that. Steve Jobs, I'm going to go for.
Hi, can you tell me who invented the internet?
Stephen Hawkins.
And why do you think it was him?
Because he's intelligent.
Tell me who invented the internet.
No, I can't.
Hi, can you tell me who invented the internet?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, the actor?
I think so.
You think he invented it?
Why not? Good looking, clever, handsome.
Can you tell me who invented the internet?
I don't know. Some Indian guy.
An Indian guy. Do you know what his name is?
Indy.
Indy, the Indian guy who invented the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Indy the Indian, you know. Wow. So, someone thought Brad Pitt invented the internet. Funny, good looking, intelligent. So, not one person remembered that Tim Berners-Lee was the one.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, right, so let's find out whether Becky could ever work at any of these places. I made some calls yesterday. This is not due to Becky's skill set. This is just because she wouldn't be able to answer the phone without laughing a lot, because she's very immature.
Yes.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first one.
Hello, Polish Knob.
Sorry, where is this?
Sorry?
Where have I called?
The Polish Knob.
I can't believe this.
Wouldn't be able to do it, would you?
I'm not even sure you're allowed to say that on the radio.
It's all fine. No, I did say that you were immature, but I wanted to now play you the reaction that me and Chris had after we'd made that call. Here it is.
The polished knob.
Ah, this is our job. This is my job. You try it. Okay, imagine you're working at the place. Hang on. Oh, the phone's going. It's a trim phone from 1985.
Hello, Polish Knob. You can't do it.
Like you can't do it.
You can't do it.
I think it would get quite old quite quickly if you actually work there.
You'd have to say it really fast. Hello, Polish Knob.
No, you can't even do that. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello, Winking Willies.
Hello, where are I called?
It's Winking Willies.
Winking Willies?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I think I've got the wrong number.
Okay.
Bye.
Winking Willies?
That's right.
What does that do?
I have no idea.
Why did you say where I called?
Oh, hang on. You're working there again.
Good afternoon, Winking Willies. It's really hard. You can't do it. Winking Willies. I'd always have a smile on my face.
You would.
I'd be a very friendly receptionist.
Do you want another one?
Go on.
Oh. Abroad.
Willies Wine Bar, Virginie, bonjour.
Sorry?
Willies Wine Bar?
Sorry, I don't... Where have I called?
Willies Wine Bar.
I sounded a bit disgusted, didn't I? Where have I called? That's in Paris. You can tell by the phone ring.
Willy's Wine Bar, Virginie, bonjour.
You try it. You're in Paris.
Do a French one.
You're eating a baguette, but on the phone's... ringing off the hook again.
Hello? Willy's Wine Bar? Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Biffy Clyro and Stinging Bell on BBC Radio 1. I've no idea whose idea this is, but Chris is now going to do some kind of film review for you.
Yes.
I got what's happening, please? What's going on today? It's like the last day of school.
We've lost Becky. Oh, no.
Is it because I said...
Oh, no. Come on. Should I carry on?
Is it because I said Stinging Bell?
It might have been. That's not what they meant, is it?
I don't know. Oh no. I can't go. Oh.
Radio 1. And right, let's do this now.
I can't.
Right. Come on, everyone. Right.
Okay, films.
Films. So, what I've done is I've done some reviews.
Right, we're going to have to come back to this.
This is my worst nightmare.
I'm so sorry, listeners. Right, we're going to have to abandon this.
I'm sorry.
Right, films in a minute. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Right, let's try again. So, I don't know why Chris has decided that he wants to do some film reviews. I quite like this, as you know absolutely nothing about films.
No.
Like, you'd never even seen a film.
Well, I have seen films. I'm just not very good with actors and actresses.
Yeah, like, you didn't know who Anne Hathaway was?
No.
In fact, pretty much any actress, if you say, he won't know.
Kate Hudson?
I've heard of her.
Salma Hayek?
No.
Halle Berry?
Yes, I've heard of her.
Hannah Montana.
But generally, I'm not that great with films. So anyway, I got asked to do some reviews and some previews, so that if you're bored at the weekend, I can tell you what films to watch. Brilliant.
Is this not slightly treading on the toes of Radio 1's Rihanna?
It is a bit, yeah.
And Greg James Show.
I'm aware of that, but I thought we could do our own version, see how it goes, and if they like it upstairs, I can have her job.
Sorry, love, you're off.
You never know.
I don't think she's got anything to worry about. Well, let's find out, shall we?
Okay.
I'll bring my sexy music back on again.
So I've got my Critics' Choice here, which is like my one to watch.
Is this on at the weekend?
Yeah, ITV2, tomorrow 6:55. It's called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So what I've done is I've watched these films so I can tell you what they're about and... Yeah?
Okay. These aren't new films, Chris.
Well, I just haven't seen that many films.
So these are films that you're just on at the weekend?
I mean, I'm aware it was a big film. But I thought I'd let people know what it's about. And
okay,
whatever.
Go for it. Yeah,
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this.
This is actually a modern-day remake of the original classic. Being a film expert, I've seen the original, but I won't be snobby enough to say that nothing will beat it. The remake is actually very good, but I have to say it doesn't really quite live up to the original. It's a good attempt, though. The Oompa Loompas are a bit more trippy. The film stars the old man from Waking Ned, one of my favourite films of all time. He plays the granddad of Charlie and puts in another sure-to-be award-winning performance. Without a doubt, the guy from Waking Ned is the standout performance in this film and the main reason behind the high rating I will be giving it. Johnny Depp is also in it as well. They could have really screwed this up with the original being so popular, but they did all right. Well played. 4 Starks. So...
I don't know any more about it than I did 5 minutes ago.
No.
Apart from the Waking Ned man.
Yeah.
What's it about?
I thought I covered that. It's a remake of... Yeah, I suppose in the review I didn't really talk much about the plot.
So what is the plot? You've seen it, you should know.
Kid, well, I don't want to give away the ending. It's quite hard, this, isn't it? Kid wins a golden ticket and goes to the factory for a tour.
Right.
Much. And I can't really say much more without giving away the ending. Give it a look. That's probably my best bit of advice. It's on tomorrow night.
And where can we see that?
ITV2, tomorrow at 6:55 PM. PM? Was it? Becky looked, actually.
It's all coming out now.
It's not AM. Yeah.
It's not that good. It's 6:55 AM.
4 Starks, anyway. And then I've done a review of a film I had to watch last night for this feature. Brokeback Mountain.
I can't wait to hear this. Okay. Did you enjoy the film?
I've been quite honest in my review, and I'll explain
it then.
Last night, I was tasked with watching a film called Brokeback Mountain.
I like it that you're making it quite clear that you were made to watch this.
Well, I was given a list of films that I should review. This was on top of the list. I've never seen it.
Carry on.
I was told that it would be right up my street. Being a fan of cowboys and westerns from a young age, I looked forward to this one a lot. I was also informed that it was critically acclaimed. This is something that usually concerns me, as generally, critically acclaimed films are usually arty and rubbish, but I thought I would give it a go. The only problem is that I watched this film late last night after a curry and a couple of pints, and woke up this morning with my laptop in standby mode and the film ended. I think I fell asleep around 15 minutes in, but technically I still count this as having seen the film. Somewhere in my subconscious is the story. But from what I can gather, the film follows two lads and the trials and tribulations of being a rancher. Not much of a plot, but the bit I saw was really well shot. For me, I enjoyed the scenery and feel to the movie. Much like Die Hard and Rocky, it's a boys' film and I like this. The two main characters, Ennis and Jack, are two men living the American dream. Two friends living off the land, supporting their families. I felt I could relate to them, and there was something about them that made me want to be part of their crew. It's the kind of film that you would watch with the lads if having a night off on a Saturday night with a curry and a few pints. I feel I haven't done this film review justice, so I'm planning to watch the full thing on Saturday night with a couple of mates. Looks to be a good one, much like The Godfather or Casino. From what I saw, I like the look of this. After watching it again, I will be able to give a more comprehensive review of the plot.
Brilliant.
But for now, 4.5 starks.
For now.
I've rated it high.
Well, it certainly is one you can watch with the boys.
I'm sorry that I... You know, I know I was told to watch this film last night. I'm just sorry I haven't done it justice by watching. I know it's somewhere in my head, it's there.
Yeah. Well, watch it over the weekend.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't done this feature justice with it, but maybe next weekend I can give you a better review
of it. Let's have a better review of it on Monday. I mean, you said it's in your subconscious.
But no, Saturday night, I'm going to watch it with a couple of mates.
Yeah, do that. Awesome. All right, we'll hear that on Monday. The Scott Mills Daily. It's Feet Up Friday today, and the live lounge is full of some of our lovely audience.
Foof.
Sorry?
You can't say that!
No, Feet Up Friday. No, I'm trying to do it. I'm just doing it. No, it was meant to be, like...
They're lovely girls.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, I don't think any of this show can go in the download today.
What is happening?
I just tried to think of a name.
Feet Up Friday is coming up in 10 minutes. Right, there's quite a lot.
I'm sorry.
Quite a lot. We need to get off air.
Quick.
Quite a lot of people have been on saying that we're wrong. And... Tim Berners-Lee did not invent the internet. He invented the World Wide Web, and they're two very different things. Mm. You're very right. It is Brad Pitt that invented the internet, and Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web. So thank you for pointing this out to us. Also, why did he put WWW? I'd put TBL. My name would be all over that if I invented the World Wide Web. It's just rubbish. Okay, let's play Real or No Real. So there's this site called Uberfacts, which I follow. And there's also... They've got real facts on. There's also another site, which is run by Marlon Dingle off Emmerdale. And that's just ones that aren't true at all. So, you decide from these facts. Some of them are real. Some of them are made up. But which is which? I don't know why Marlon Dingle insists on making up fake facts, but he does. He loves it. So, it's time for... Real or no real? I'll give you a little fact. Tell me if it's real or made up by Marlon Dingle of Emmerdale.
Adolf Hitler took 28 different drugs for his chronic flatulence.
There we are. So, Hitler, big farter.
Yeah, so, I'm going to go real.
Think that he was.
Thinking about it there?
Not real. I think he would have just done it. It's better out than in, isn't it?
Well, yeah. So you'd think he would just, like, blow off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is real.
It's real. He had awful flatulence. And next.
Donkeys can do press-ups.
<That's What? it>. No.
There are some quite buff ones.
Yeah, but they're not getting to that stage by doing press-ups, are they?
I don't know. But you tell me.
I mean...
Real or not?
No.
I'm going to say not real as well.
Are you keeping score, Chris?
Yeah, yeah, I've got
I
a score.
I can't do everything.
No, I'm all good here.
That's totally no real.
Oh. No, they do not do press-ups. Ready for next one?
Yep.
Yes.
Real or no real?
It's illegal to take cheese into Scotland, except brie.
So... I'm just thinking if I had done that.
I know you can't take Vegemite into Australia, but I don't know about cheese into Scotland.
I think I might have done that, in which case I may have broken the law.
What were you taking in?
I think I took a big camembert in.
Was it when you last went to Scotland? Because you flew there and you wouldn't have been allowed a large camembert on the plane, would you?
Why were you transporting a big camembert?
I just wanted it. I'm just going to eat it.
Is that what you pack for holiday?
There's clothes in there, but also quite a large camembert.
Gross!
You were with me. You were with me. It was in that bag.
Oh.
Right. What do you think?
You got that through security, to be honest.
False. No real.
I'm going to say not real as well.
That's totally no real.
Oh, phew. Wow. That was close. And next. Real or no real?
By peeing in the shower, you can save 1,157 gallons of water a year.
That's good for the environment, isn't it?
Yeah, do you know what? I can believe that. I'm going to say real.
When was the last time you did it?
What?
No, he's lying. The corner of his mouth's gone up. It was this morning. Whatever he's about to say, it's going to be a lie, even if he says no.
Well, I'm not going to say anything then, because whatever I do say, you're just going to say...
When was it then?
It probably wasn't that long ago, if we're going to be completely honest.
And you've just joined a gym, which is rank.
I have joined, yes.
So are you saying that you've weed in the shower at the gym?
Why is this all focused? When have you done it?
I don't weed in the shower.
I haven't.
Oh. Maybe it's just me then.
Just in the bath. Joking! Joking! That's way worse. I think it's not real. I think it's more than that.
Okay.
That is real!
It's real. Yes. So Chris is doing the right thing. And next. Is this real or no real?
Squirrels forget where they hide about half of their nuts.
Very forgetful.
True.
Where do they put them nuts?
It just reminds me of that. What was that TV show? The baking one with that squirrel.
Oh, the Great British Bake Off. Yes. The squirrel with the massive...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Legend.
So, real or no real? Do they forget where they put their nuts?
Real.
I'm going to say not real. I think they're careful about this.
That is real!
Wow. Oh. Forgetful things, aren't they? I'm learning a lot from this. I like it. Next.
Hamsters are actually small flightless birds, closely related to the ostrich.
Come on.
It's a load of rubbish. Not real.
Not real.
You don't think that hamsters are birds? Think about it.
No. I think this is a trick question. I think we're meant to think that they might be, but we're not.
I'm saying not real.
That's totally no real.
Oh. I really enjoyed that game. And that was real or no real. If you didn't find that funny, I don't know what's wrong with you. If you didn't laugh, though, look at the hamster video on the Scott Mills Facebook. That is definite guaranteed lols. And we'll have another podcast for you on Monday. Make sure you join us.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.